It has been one ugly week so far for the governments of two of America's biggest states. Political infighting and paralysis have been the name of the game in New York and California, but for different reasons. We'll start with John Myers from member station KQED. He explains why the new state song in California may as well be "Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?"
California is poised to make history later today, but not the kind it would like. For the first time in 17 years, the third since the Great Depression, the Golden State will begin issuing IOUs to some of the people to whom it owes money, people like Gloria Freeman.
They stopped paying twice this year, and that really was really bad for us, the two budget impasses. They just started paying, and now they're going to stop again.
Freeman owns a company that provides medical services to the state of California. She and others will receive what looks like a state check, except that it will be stamped with a message that says it can't be redeemed for cash until the fall. California could issue $3.4 billion in IOUs by the end of July. Business owners, local governments, even Californians waiting for a tax refund may find it hard to get a bank to accept the IOU and exchange it for cash. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said Wednesday he hopes they will.
We're going to work together and work through this crisis. The important thing is I'm also going to get in touch with the banks and urge them to work with us.
But working together inside the state capitol is the real problem that's leading to the IOUs. Schwarzenegger and majority Democrats remain divided over how to find $26 billion in budget solutions. Some state legislators want to enact legislation allowing anyone who receives an IOU to use it to pay any fee, tax, or levy they owe to the state of California. In essence, the state would issue and later redeem a promise to pay itself. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.